रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 26, द डेथ ऑफ दूषण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Incensed at the total annihilation of his army, Dushan dispatched 5,000 Rakshasas of matchless speed and energy, who never turned their backs to the enemy and whom none ever dared to stand against. They hemmed in Rama and kept up a ceaseless shower of tridents, broadswords, rocks, arrows and trees, whereat Rama stopped them midway with his keen arrows and, like a mad bull, closed his eyes, resolved to wipe the Rakshasas off the face of the earth. Fire shot from his careless and contemptuous glances as he discharged cruel shafts everywhere and put to shameful rout Dushan and his followers. In turn, the night rangers pierced Rama with sharp arrows like thunderbolts. It annoyed Raghava rather too much, and he was disgusted at this useless tussle with the Rakshasa. So with one arrow he shivered the bow, with four the horses yoked to the car, with a half moon the head of the driver, and with three he transfixed the heart of Dushan. At one stroke was he deprived of bow, horses, chariot and driver. He leaped to the earth lightly and, grasping a pike huge and frightful as a mountain peak, he sprang upon Rama. The Deva hosts quaked at the sight of that strange missile, decked with golden bands, studded with iron spikes, and smeared with the heart flesh of countless hosts. Numerous towns, fortresses and gates had been shivered to atoms thereby. Two arrows, and only two, shot out from Rama's bow to meet Dushan as he sped with that weapon raised aloft, frightful as the serpent of doom or the Vajra of Indra. His huge arms were clean lopped off, and he fell to the earth like an Indradvaja or a broken tusked elephant. Shouts of acclamation and praise arose from all beings. Meanwhile, they bore down upon the lone warrior Mahakapala with a massive trident, Sthulaksha with a whirling broadsword, Pramati with an axe uplifted, as if they were driven to their doom in the leash of fate. They received a warm and lavish hospitality befitting such honored guests. Sharp arrows took off the head of Mahakapala. Pramati was riddled like a sieve and fell like a tall tree with outspreading boughs. The huge-eyed Sulaksha could no more boast of them, and 6,000 Rakshasas were dispatched to the world of Yama by as many arrows. The sudden extinction of Dushasan and his forces roused Kara to ungovernable fury, and he cried to the captain of his hosts, "Dushan and his mighty warriors have been blasted by Rama, so advance with an irresistible army and bring me the head of that insignificant insect." Then Shenagami, Prithugriva, Yagnashatru, Vihangama, Durjaya, Karaviraksha, Parusha, Kalaka Murka, Megamali, Mahamali, Sarpasya, and Rudhidrasana, the 12 leaders of his foes, came at Rama and discharged their weapons at him in ceaseless downpour. But they were met, every one of them, by an arrow from Rama's bow, gold-banded, vomiting flames and shrouded in smoke. As tall trees struck by the bolt of Indra, they fell to the earth with shattered armor, broken bows, shattered crowns, tumbled hair and streaming wounds. They carpeted the ground like a sacrificial altar strewn with the sacred kushagras. In one short moment, that vast forest was rendered voiceless and covered with the carcasses of Rakshasas. Blood coursed in torrents through it, giving it the appearance of a large city. Then there advanced the 14,000 Rakshasas, diversely mounted and variously armed, all against that single foe, and them did a puny mortal dispatch to the halls of Yama in the winking of an eye, as he stood on the ground behind a circling bow. Of that spreading host, there survived but Kara and Trishiras, and in front of them stood Rama. The fate of the Rakshasa race. The other war-worn veterans were consumed by the prowess of Raghava. It will not do to neglect the foe thus, cried Kara, as he beheld but empty space where just a moment ago stood his embattled hosts, and he drove his car at Rama like Indra with an upraised bolt. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.